He gave him the sense enough to...
Wait!
Oh, those men, those astronauts. I honestly think they've been the bravest of the men we've reared up in this country. I just don't see how they ever could have made up their minds. Well, the training they had to go through in order to... They'd go up here in some kind of a pool up there at the arsenal. I had a nephew who worked out there, and he worked with some of those men in that underwater training that they took. My mercy alive. Woo! It wasn't fun, all of it.
Had to be difficult. We know they had to be in top physical condition. They had to be alert and very sharp mentally, too, as well. You know, to do that kind of work. And they had to
I think it took courage to try things that had never been tried before. Oh, when Armstrong walked out on that moon, chili bumps went down my spine. I was sitting in my sister's dining room watching. She wasn't there, she was working. Watching television, and when he stepped out on that surface of the moon, it just fascinated me that I was sitting there in Decatur, Alabama, and seeing something that was going on up there on the moon. It's just fabulous that people know how to do things like that. And anybody who can do things like that could have prevented the shortage we've got of energy. They could have developed solar energy. And these miners couldn't cut us all down. I paid my gas bill yesterday. And I told the little girl, I said, well, I reckon this would be my last big one. $35 and some cents. I'd have a 33 and a 40, 34 and a 43, and this one was 35. But my bill gets down to $3 and some cents in the summertime, because the only thing that's running is the heater, water heater, in the bathroom. And so I don't have a big gas bill. But why my electric bill stays as high, $11 and some cents, when there's nothing running on it but the refrigerator? And lights, of course, and television. But $11 a month. I mean, you know, well, everything's gone up. Oh, and they did mention, I had one question answered during this business. They did say that they were getting power from there, that the rain had filled the streams up, and they were getting more power from the hydroelectric dams. I had been wondering if they were depending on coal. Now, up yonder, and I don't know whether I mentioned it to you or not, on the Tennessee River, Mitchell Dam. I have been told that they've never run that power house at full speed. They've never had all those turbines going at one time.
Oh, looks like now they would.
But they've got all those dams up there on that river. And I don't know why on earth TVA depends on coal. Looks like they could get...
Especially mountains.
Well, now they said, Alabama has the potential for developing more electrodynamic power than any other state in the Union. Well, they got dams on all these streams, but I don't know. Well, if there's no water to flow through the turbines, if they don't turn.
We had, a fair amount of rainfall was one.
That's it. And they said the streams were back up, and then the water's helping. Yeah.
We talked about expressing knowledge. You might say, my throat was so sore that I couldn't
swallow.
You mentioned people smoking cigarettes, the big fat things they smoke.
Cigars.
And you might say, somebody offers
a stogie.
Somebody offers to do you a favor. You might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.